Houston, we have a problem. Tom, who listens to us on KFNC in Houston, Texas, has a termite problem. Gross. Tom, what's going on?
Well, as it turns out, the termites are gone, but the damage is there.
They're gone, but not forgotten, huh?
Yes.
So what are you looking at?
Well, I started taking down some paneling to replace, and I've discovered quite a bit of termite damage.
Okay.
And obviously, looking at the damage and replacing all the damaged wood would be quite an undertaking. And
well, what part of the structure has damaged? Are we talking about walls here, Tom?
Yes.
All right, and is the house a slab on grade or what?
Yes, it's concrete
right.
slab, and it's two stories.
Okay. Now, what part of the wall have you taken apart? Hopefully the first floor, right?
Yes.
Generally, the way to approach this is as follows, because you know there's a certain amount of wall surgery associated with this, so that you want to do is you want to remove enough to figure out what's going on, but you don't remove too much so you're not patching walls that are not damaged. Generally, the way to approach this is with a slab-on-grade house is to take off the baseboard molding and cut away the sheetrock below the top of where the baseboard molding will hit. And examine then, once that molding is off, the bottom sill of the floor of the wall. If the sill is damaged in that area, then you have no choice but to go up until you determine how far the termite damage has occurred. If the sill is solid, then you can simply replace the baseboard molding. You may have to pack it out a little bit to get the baseboard molding to sit flat now that you remove some of that material. But once it's put back, no one's going to know that part of that wall was removed. So that's the best way to do some investigation. The other thing that you can do is this. If you have a very high-powered flashlight, you can hold the flashlight flush to the wall. And as the beam goes across the wall, if you look very carefully, sometimes in the wall you'll actually see termite mud tunnels where they'll chew the paper on the sheetrock. So they'll leave the paint, they'll leave the plaster, and they'll take away the paper. And if you see those, then you know that's another area that termites are going up into, and you may have to investigate that area a little bit further.
I've done some of this already. I've basically removed five walls worth of paneling, and
okay.
Every wall so far has had damage.
Okay, so what's your question then?
Well, I'm obviously going to need to contact some professional help, and maybe the types of questions I would ask and maybe the types of solutions that may be available.
To repair the damage?
Yes, and unfortunately, it feels like I just opened up my worst nightmare.
Okay, well, don't get overwhelmed by it. Here's some of the ways to repair termite damage. First of all, if the sill is damaged below, what they have to do is remove the sill. And, of course, that has to be done carefully because you're in a two-story house, and you don't want to take just an inch and a half of 2x4 sill out of there and have the walls shift above it. So usually it's done in small sections with the new sill bolted in as you go. In terms of the actual studs, typically you do not remove the studs. What you do is you put new ones next to the old ones so that the new one really takes the weight that the old one used to hold. You follow me? And that's usually the way termite damage is repaired. It's done the same way in floor joists. If floor joists are damaged, you put a new one next to the old one. It's called sistering. And that's the best way to repair the wall. You don't have to take it out because the termites live in the soil, and hopefully you've eliminated them by now. Has the house been treated?
Yes. Apparently the previous owner tented the house.
Tented the house. Okay. Do you have the treatment records?
I do not.
You need to make sure, and I would have that damaged area inspected before you put everything back together. By a pest management professional just to make sure that there's nothing active there that you're not spotting. Because there could be some subtle signs that would indicate activity, and with what you've been through, you don't want this to happen again. In fact, the best way to treat termites today is use of a product called Termidor, T-E-R-M-I-D-O-R, which is not applied through a tenting. It's simply applied to the soil at the foundation perimeter by a pest management professional, and it's kind of cool because it's undetectable. The termites can't sense it, so they pass through it on their way to their nests, then they carry it back to the rest of the termites, and that eliminates them. So I would definitely have the home inspected just to make sure you've not missed any signs of active infestation.
Now, prior to purchasing the house, we did have an inspection, and they did find evidence of the treatment around the perimeter of the house and via the drill holes spaced evenly around the house.
Okay.
Where apparently they injected some type of
Yeah, that's a standard technique for treating termites, yes.
And so we've already had one inspection. Unfortunately, what the inspector was unable to tell us was the extent of the damage.
Right, and now that you have walls open, have another inspection. Because, you know, as a home inspector, you really can't see what's behind those walls. But if you've exposed that damage, there's a lot more to look at. And it's worthwhile having that done. And it wouldn't be that much money just to have a pest management professional inspect the home to see if there's any signs of activity, because that's really critical you catch that now.
Any other words of advice?
Well, you're looking at a pretty complicated repair if you have that much structural damage where you have taken open five walls. So I agree that you need to have a pro help you. But I will tell you that it's not quite as overwhelming as you might think, that those sill plate sections can be removed one at a time and those studs can be repaired one at a time, and you can get a home back that is just as solid as the one you thought you had before you started taking those walls down.
Thanks for the pointers.
You're welcome. Thanks, Tom, for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.